If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. This is the Electric Drum. I'm Juan Castillo. And this morning, I want to, you know, deal with an issue that, you know, it's not very well known. But it affects women. We need to know about this, right? And we're going to be speaking with Letitia Gardner. And she's going to be talking about, you know, her experience with this disease. And, you know, you're going to be not only educated, but also inspired by her, inspired by her spirit. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Very good. Very good. So tell me about this disease that you have.
Scleroderma. It's an autoimmune disease that affects actually women, men, and children.
Okay. It does.
Yes. For me, I was diagnosed in about 2000. Well, actually, I had symptoms in 2006, but they didn't know what it was. Some people said, because it started in my hands first. So they were like, oh, you have carpal tunnel, a severe case of carpal tunnel. And I was just like, okay. And so then I started to have issues with my feet and things like that. So I was at the time going to primary care at Yale. So they referred me to a rheumatologist. Mm-hmm. And I went to the rheumatologist. This is about 2006, 2007. And the rheumatologist said, oh, carpal tunnel. So after a few tests, they found out it was actually rheumatoid arthritis. And so we took it from there and started different medications. But I noticed that my skin started to change. And I started to lose weight and started vomiting, mm-hmm. and all these, like, on a regular. And I'm just like, something's wrong with me. So I decided to get a second opinion, find a doctor. So I found this doctor in Hamden. His name is Dr. Telesford. And he came into the room. Oh, I made an appointment. And so I went there, and he came into the room. And, you know, what did Norm say? What brought you here? And I said, well, I'm starting to have some issues with, and I explained. And he said, well, it looks to me you have scleroderma. And I'm just like, what is scleroderma?
Now, you grew up in New Haven,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you never really had any kind of health issues, did you, before
well,
this?
Well, yes, as a kid.
Okay.
About 11 years old, I still remember getting admitted into the hospital with the same leg pain.
Really?
The feet pain. And they said to my mom, it's a mental thing. She's just looking for attention.
Okay.
They didn't run any tests or anything. And to this day, I have the same exact leg, feet, and pain that I had when I was 11 years old.
So you went to school, mm-hmm. went to high school. What high school did you go to?
I went to Eli Whitney.
Okay.
But I did end up dropping out. So I got my diploma through Hamden High.
Right.
And then went off to college and did cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm currently enrolled in medical billing and coding now.
Wonderful.
But, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you had kids?
Yes, I have a son.
Okay.
And I adopted a little girl when she was 5.
Oh, wonderful. That's fantastic.
And
yeah, okay. So, all right. So let's continue with your story.
So, you know, he said scleroderma, and I was clueless about it. I didn't know what it was, never heard of it.
Right.
And so I said to him, no, I don't have that. And he said, well, he started to pinch my face. And at the time, my face had already started to tighten.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't really grab like I can today. I've been on a certain medication for a while that's softened up my skin now.
Okay.
But at the time, it was I couldn't turn my neck or anything. And so he said, I'm pretty sure you have scleroderma. I don't know what type, but you have scleroderma. And he ran, he did a biopsy, ran some blood tests, set me up to meet with pulmonologists and cardiologists and all those things that when you have scleroderma, you have to see those doctors because what the disease does is hardens your organs in your skin. So everything came back positive. And after that, we just I started to go see the different specialists, and they got me on certain medications, and then I heard about the stem cell transplant. So that's where.
And that's where you are today.
Yeah, well, actually, in 2014, I went down for the same thing I did last month. I went down in 2014, but I was denied because of heart issues.
Okay.
So.
So it affects your organs, too.
Yes. Every.
All right. Yeah. We have your one of your doctors,
yes.
your main doctor right now,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
And we have Betty Shaw here, Dr. Betty Shaw. Let's get the mic over to you. So let's talk about more about this disease and oops. Actually, you know what? You can just grab it.
Okay.
You know what? Well, no, let's fix this for you. Okay, here we go. There you go. That's better. All right, here we go. All right. So tell us about, you know, what she went through. And what this disease actually does, right, to your body and the different kinds of ways that it gets treated.
Okay, so scleroderma, the name in itself means hardening of the skin. And it's a rare, potentially devastating, what we call connective tissue disorder. So it's autoimmune in nature, which means that your body is attacking its own cells. Mm. And it can manifest in blood vessels. It can affect your blood vessels. And it could result in fibrosis, which means hardening either the skin and also affecting deeper organs. So who's affected by this? Women are more at risk. There's a 4 times higher ratio in women than men and typically presents in the ages of 30 to 50. But there's a wide range. In the U.S., there are probably about more than 300,000 people that are affected, and about a third of those have the systemic kind of scleroderma.
And what is that?
So scleroderma you can characterize into either localized, sometimes it just affects the skin, and then there's something called systemic sclerosis. And there's a limited form, which is it affects certain organs, and there's a diffuse kind, diffuse cutaneous systemic sclerosis, and there's more skin involvement, and it also affects organs. So do you want me to go into the two?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So the limited cutaneous systemic sclerosis is also known as CREST syndrome. So the CREST is an acronym, and it stands for different things. The C stands for calcinosis, which is calcifications in the skin. R stands for Raynaud's phenomenon. And what that is that during periods when it's cold or when you're stressed, the blood vessels constrict and then your fingers change color. So they turn white, blue, and then red when the blood goes back. And obviously you can imagine if you have repeated episodes of these, you can get ulcers on the fingers, you can get gangrene, and sometimes even amputations.
Mm.
So it's very devastating.
Right.
So that's the R for Raynaud's. Some people have Raynaud's, what we call primary. They just have it. Sometimes they have it secondary or in relation to a condition. The E from CREST stands for esophageal dysmotility. So there are issues with the esophagus and the way it moves. So a lot of gastrointestinal symptoms like vomiting, upset stomach. The S stands for sclerodactyly, and what that is initially the fingers can appear very puffy and sometimes itchy also, and that's why sometimes in the beginning it feels like carpal tunnel, and sometimes patients are misdiagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome. It's pretty common. And later, when the collagen begins to deposit in the skin, there's tightening of the fingers, and so the fingers look long and skinny and tapered, like a candle. So it's called sclerodactyly. The T stands for telangiectasia. These are medical terms.
Yes.
But what it is these are dilated capillaries. So you can see these small vessels on the skin, sometimes on the face, chest, hands. You can see them everywhere. So this is the limited cutaneous systemic sclerosis, or CREST, otherwise known as CREST. And the skin thickening is sometimes limited to the neck, face, and the areas that are farther away from the elbows and knees, so more in the hands, the feet. When we think of a diffuse cutaneous systemic sclerosis, This presents typically more acutely, so very rapidly progressing skin involvement. So you might get hardening of the skin rather quickly. And this affects a lot in the trunk, the neck, and also elbow, knees, a little bit closer to the trunk, these areas. Patients can also have the puffy hands, the Raynaud's, which is the fingers changing color, fatigue, arthritis symptoms, and they're more at risk for renal or kidney problems associated with scleroderma. There is also other organ involvement that we call interstitial lung disease, and that's the fibrosis or scarring of the lung tissue. And there could also be issues with the lung vessels called pulmonary arterial hypertension.
So in terms of, I mean, it's about diagnosis, right? This disease is really all about diagnosis. In talking to Leticia, and we're going to get you back on the mic to talk about more about more of the process. I mean, you kind of did it quickly, but you know, and that's why I think you're so brave, and you know, and I'm so proud of you. So it's about diagnosis, right?
Right.
And sometimes there's a lot of misdiagnosis
because patients present very differently, as you can imagine.
Yes.
In severity, in symptoms. So we have to go a lot by history. So what the patient is telling us, we use laboratory tests. So I mentioned this is an autoimmune condition. So sometimes the body makes antibodies against itself, and we can test for this in the blood. We can also do imaging, which is CAT scan or x-rays, biopsies to help with the diagnosis as well.
Right. Now, obviously, you treat some of the symptoms, right?
Yes.
You know, to try to get the patient to be comfortable, mm-hmm. right? But then there's also a way to be able to kind of like, you know, eradicate the disease. Is that possible?
Well, as of now, there's no cure.
Okay.
There's no cure. We target therapy to treat the symptom, like
yes.
you said. So I went through several things that may present with scleroderma. So, for instance, with the Raynaud's, the finger-changing color, we address those symptoms by first, you know, no smoking is advised, keeping the core warm, keeping the fingers warm, so wearing gloves. A lot of our patients wear gloves at home also, and it's fingerless gloves. And then if that doesn't work, we use medications to dilate the blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
So some medications we use even for high blood pressure, like calcium channel blockers, and even some other medications. They're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. They're actually very well known, like Viagra, we can use also to dilate the blood vessels.
I see.
Yeah, so we would treat, you know, so for the Raynaud's, we would treat for the Raynaud's, and for the gastrointestinal symptoms, we would treat the gastrointestinal symptoms. And for the skin and also the lung disease, we use what's called immunosuppressive agents. So we want to slow down the immune system that's overreactive. So we want to suppress the immune system.
Right. Now, Leticia is going to be going to deal with, you know, with stem cell, because stem cell is a big thing now, right?
Yes.
You know, controversial, you know, to some degree, but it's helping a lot of people. Tell us how it can help her.
So the role of stem cells, the way you can think of it, they're like blank cells. They're what we call undifferentiated.
Yes.
So they have the potential to become more specialized cells in other parts of the body. And the idea behind the cells stem therapy is sort of to rejuvenate or to reset the immune system. So one of the physicians that's involved in this, on his website, he describes he noticed in cancer patients that when they were going through their therapies, they needed to be revaccinated. And that was very interesting to him, because it meant that the cells in these cancer patients lost their memory of the vaccine. So in the same way, he thought that he could help patients with autoimmune conditions lose the memory of their autoimmune condition. So through the stem cell, it's kind of resetting the immune system. This is what the therapy is hoping to do, and it's being used for various conditions.
That's wonderful. Let's get back to Leticia. Let's get the mic over here for you. Okay. So you know, I know that when you first got diagnosed and all of that, you know, you decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to live my life and I'm going to go through my bucket list. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, when I got diagnosed with this scleroderma and the doctor told me, he said, well, most patients don't live past 5 years with this disease. Once they have the lung issues and they don't live long.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, I guess I better write a bucket list and do all the things I want to do. So I wrote a list and my bucket list was go to Vegas. Do a photo shoot, have a Cinderella birthday ball.
Right.
And I think it was, wait. Oh, and buy a Lexus.
Okay.
So I did everything but Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I did everything but Vegas. And the reason why I didn't do Vegas is I was like, I can't walk more than a block. So
yeah, it's a lot of walking over there.
I can't really drink and I don't gamble. So,
right.
You know?
So why is Vegas on a bucket list? Right. Yeah, okay. Right, here we go.
So I did everything. I brought my Lexus.
Great.
It wasn't a new one, but I brought my Lexus. I did an awesome photo shoot. People didn't even know who I was. I mean, the makeup and everything. And
yes.
I did a Cinderella ball at Fantasia in North Haven for my birthday. So everybody liked my clothes and gowns. And it was awesome.
Right.
It was awesome. And it was awesome. But, you know, I did go into a depression before that.
Okay.
You know.
Understandable.
Yeah. And I'm a very humble, happy person all the time. That's just who I am. So it was, my mom wasn't used to that. My mom was just like, no, you of all people.
We ain't having it.
You need to get it together.
Right.
And then that's when I did my list and started doing everything that makes me happy and just loving everybody more and loving life more.
And you took control. See, a lot of folks don't do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, no offense to the doc over here, mm-hmm. right? But somehow we always leave it to them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay. But, you know, Americans are learning that they can control their...
how you live. It is.
Their health, you know, and make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not always follow everything.
Right.
You did a lot of research.
I did.
Right?
I did.
You know, and then you find a young lady that you talked to me about on the phone, right? Talk about her and how she came into your life.
Okay, is this the one with the same disease as
myself? Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Shayla.
Right,
Shayla.
Right.
I met Shayla through my son, actually. My son was talking about his mom is sick and she has this disease. And the girl said, my aunt has this disease too. And my aunt always wanted to meet someone with the disease because they say it's so rare.
Right.
It makes you feel like you're the only person in this
area
with it. And we met, and actually we met, she invited me over to dinner and we had Boston Market and we talked, cried and we laughed because it was just like somebody.
That's okay. Take your time. Take your time, honey. Take your time.
Somebody knows my pain.
Somebody knows your
somebody
pain.
Somebody that understands.
Right.
Because that's, when and that's you so look
important.
At me,
yes.
I look fine. I look healthy.
Yes.
But we all know I'm not. So to have that time with her, with one another.
Was great.
Was awesome. And
yeah.
It was just a beautiful time, and she is who introduced me to the stem cell transplant. She was like,
wow.
You know, I'm going to get this transplant. I'm going to be myself again. And she gave me so much literature. It was ridiculous. I mean, stacks of paper. And we started to text message and talk, and she went for the transplant. And she was too denied,
but she
was just like, I'm going back.
Right.
You know? They're telling me I'm going to die, so why not go for it and try to live? And I was just like, okay, I understand. And she went for the transplant, and then I followed behind her after, and I was like,
you're going to do it too.
And I was denied, and she said to me, when I got denied, you know, she was just like, no, girl, I got denied too. You're going to go back. And I was just like, oh, forget it. You know,
and you got denied because there was certain things.
Yeah, my heart wasn't strong enough.
Right. So just wasn't enough.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It
okay.
was just my heart just wasn't strong enough for the procedure that they had at the time.
Right.
So so she told me to promise that I was going to get it, and I was like, I guess I promise, you know. But in the back of my head, I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not being disappointed all over again, going to Chicago. And so unfortunately, Shayla got sicker and sicker, and she passed away.
Right.
And When she passed away, I remember her saying on the phone, "You better go back. You're gonna do this. You can do it."
She put a soul in you.
Yep. And when she passed away, it tore me apart.
Yes. You know, understandably.
Because it's so close to home.
Right.
And I was actually in the hospital when we were in the hospital at the same time. And I got discharged, and I met her sister at the front, and she was like, "Shayla's still here. She's in ICU now." Mm. And I couldn't go because my immune system would get compromised going up, you know, so right. I couldn't go visit her. But then I got the news that she had passed away, and that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to go for the transplant. But I had got some news from online that they had a new protocol.
Mm.
And it was for people with heart issues.
Yes.
And so it was called the Heart Healthy Protocol. So I was like, oh, good. Now I feel, because I was kind of scared saying, okay, I'm going to go in with these issues and may not make it out. But, you know, I trust in a higher power. So I emailed her, the nurse, and she was like, oh, yeah, come. We got a new protocol coming. Actually, when I went to Chicago, my numbers and things were better than they were. Mm. Almost 2 years ago.
Right.
So that was a plus. So not only am I eligible for the healthy one, I was eligible for the normal protocol because my numbers had got so much better.
Wonderful.
Than being on the medication and following what the doctors tell you to do, you know, not doing certain things. Unfortunately, rest her soul, Shayla didn't do that. You know, she chose to not take certain medications and things. And right. I believe you have to be positive and you have to follow what they tell you to follow. And you can't let the disease take over. Mm-hmm. You can't be sad. You can't have pity parties. You have to be positive
right.
every day of your life. And it's hard.
I know.
And I tell my kids all the time, listen, why are you having a bad day?
Mm-hmm.
You're healthy. You know, you got a roof over your head. Suck it up.
Right.
You know, it's some people that's worse off than you, and they don't have these things. You can open your refrigerator. You can do all these things. Just be happy. That's my motto
right.
in my house. Be happy. There's no reason to be sad. There's no reason to be crying because there's somebody else worse than you.
And it's interesting because I said this to you on the phone when we first spoke. You know, the thing that I really, you know, love about you, you know, is that, you know, you're doing this for other people too, right? Because, you know, by you participating, following what your doctor's telling you and trying all of this stuff, right? You know, one day, because of all the work that you're doing, they're going to find a cure,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so you're just not doing it for yourself. Okay, so let's fast forward, mm-hmm. all right? So you've scheduled to go, right?
I'm not scheduled yet.
Not yet? Okay, talk. Give me the update.
Well, with the stem cell transplant, your if you're on Medicare or anything like that, they only pay a portion of the transplant. They didn't agree with Dr. Berg in Northwestern Hospital that they will pay this amount, but the patient has to pay the other 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, in order to get dates, I have to pay $2,500.
Right.
And then once I pay the $2,500, they can give me the dates. And then after that, I have to pay another $1,388. And then that'll get you in. But then you still have to pay for, because you have to be in Chicago for between 3 and 6 weeks. And mm-hmm. that's based on you.
So hotel room,
you know, so you have to
travel,
hotel rooms,
all that. Right.
You have to have like a PCA or something to go with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to make sure they're compensated as well.
Yes.
So all together came up to like $9,866
right.
for everything. And
right,
I
have promised to help you, you know. So, you know, we want to let out, when I'm calling on my whole family here, you know, mm-hmm. I got over 100,000 people listening to the radio right now, mm-hmm. right? You know, and I want you guys to help, all right? Because you could be in the same situation yourself. And this girl right here, you know, is a hero. You know, I bring heroes onto this radio station, and you very well could be, you know, really, you know, being able to, for her, what she's going through, and you could be in that same situation. And because of the work that she's doing and she's putting in and sacrifice, you know, it could help you. So what is the number for folks to get in contact with you? You also have a GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe page.
Okay. We're going to give you time to get that paperwork together. And we're going to get the doctor back on for a second. So tell me, Doc, you know, in terms of You know, why is this only available in Chicago? Is it because they're doing something specific in Chicago and they're not doing any place in the country?
Well, this is still a clinical trial.
It's a trial, okay.
So they're still recruiting patients.
Right, right, right. Now, my other question to you is that, you know, how widespread is this disease? Because I didn't ask that before.
Right. So in the U.S., probably about 240 people per million have it,
mm-hmm.
and about 20 cases per 1 million will have it per year.
Now, are doctors all over the country, are they getting information about all of this so that when they get patients that come in, they could begin to start looking at them differently? Like with Leticia,
mm-hmm.
They thought it was rheumatoid arthritis for a minute, right? You know, so what is happening with that?
So there's some signs of scleroderma. One is the Raynaud's, which is the fingers changing color in the cold, the esophageal reflux, and the skin changes. These are, in over 90% of patients. And I think that if you have any concerns about this, then definitely you should seek medical attention.
Right.
And even a rheumatologist, a specialist who is more sensitive to symptoms of scleroderma.
Yeah, so you're a general practitioner, right? You know, you want to be able to guide them if you have some of these kinds of symptoms, right? You know, because in some cases, they're not really qualified to be able to do that, right? Unless they recognize it themselves.
Yeah, so I think that creating awareness in both the general population and in physicians to recognize early signs is important.
Great. All right, we're going to get back to Leticia now. Here we go. So how do folks get in contact so we can help you?
Well, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Leticia T. Gardner, T-E-E. And I have a GoFundMe page, and that's www.gofundme.com/UTL9J0.
We're going to put this up on our webpage, but also I want to give you my number. Anybody that's willing to help, you can call me personally. This is my personal cell number. I normally don't give it out, and don't call me about a record that you like on the air. I want you to call me because you want to help Leticia, all right? So I'm already going to tell you that, right? I'll tell you what the naked is too, though, but call me at 203-393-6527. 203-393-6527 so I can guide you. You can also call the radio station and ask for me. And if you tell them that you're here to help Leticia, they're going to send you directly to my number. Even if I'm on the air, I'm going to talk to you. 203-393-6527. I want to thank both of you for coming here.
This
is something that, that the community needs to know about. And especially because it's so rare, but even more important, I think that, the message today is really all about the fact that you can control your health services, but most important, you have to educate yourself.
Yes.
About, what you have, and how you can prevent it in a lot of cases. Right. I want to thank both of you for coming.
Thank you.
And Leticia, we're going to stay in touch, girl.
Yes.
All right. There you go. This is Juan Castillo. I know you've been inspired. I have, and again, my number is 203-393-6527. Now, all y'all, you come to my party. I got 1,000 people at my parties. I don't charge you nothing. I give you food. I do all of that. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm asking you now to help me, to help her. Right. Because that's really what it's all about. So call me again. I'm going to give you the number one more time. 203-393-6527. And after this show is over, my phone better start ringing. Or you ain't coming to my day party. Now I'm only playing. Juan Castillo, which is, this has been Electric Drum right here on the Rhythm of the City. We will see you next week.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.